This is the Branches Podcast. We try to keep it simple in this family of faith, love God, and love people. Let's not make it harder than Jesus intended. If you'd like to know more about our community of faith, you can visit us at www.branchesoc.com.
So growing up, I lived in apartment complexes, and we had this one particularly large one we lived at that had these trails that were for walking, but as kids, we turned them into a racetrack for bicycles. And on either side of the apartment complex, the buildings were up high and it would drop down. So we could go on this trail and get up to amazing speeds. At least that's what it felt like as a kid. And so I'm coming down this bike trail for the final ride of this particular bike. Because as I'm coming down and picking up speed, I drift to the right and get stuck in a rut. And I literally can't get out. Because I know that if I try to pull hard to the left, I'm gonna spin out and I can't go to the right because there's railroad ties that are there and they prevent you from leaving the trail. And as I'm moving faster and faster and faster, and trying to process how to get out of this rut, I'm surprised to the point where I just see it but can't react, and I hit the corner of one of the misaligned railroad ties. And so immediately I'm launched through the air, and it felt like I went quite a distance, scraped up all over because, you know, it was an apartment complex and the grass wasn't really growing, so I'm just sliding on dirt. And the bike is destroyed. And all this damage was done because I was stuck in a rut. And so for years afterwards, riding my bike, I'd always be worried about getting stuck in the gutter, which is just another form of a rut, because I'd be reminded that it's going to be very difficult to get out. And the passage that we're looking at through James, and the call that James is giving us as a people, as followers of Jesus, is very difficult to do when you get stuck in a rut. And as I look at it, I realize most of us are probably stuck in a rut, a pattern or a routine that keeps us from doing this. It's not that we don't want to do what James is calling us to, it's that we're stuck. And most of the time, we don't realize we're stuck. So this is what James says. He says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith, but he does not have works? Can that faith save him?" It's verse 14. Works means just deeds. Good deeds, doing good things for people. So what good is it if we just believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came, he lived, he died, and he rose again, but it doesn't affect our day-to-day lives. It doesn't affect or transform us. And by our actions and our behavior, that's an example of the transformation that's happened. It's a symptom of the transformation. So he continues on. And he says, "If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warm and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that?" What James is saying is that words are cheap. I can tell someone, "I love you." But if you can't see a behavior from me of sacrifice, of giving, of putting their needs above my own, then they're just words. I don't truly believe them. And with our faith, there are going to be good deeds. But I think the biggest problem is that we get stuck in a rut and we don't see the poor. We don't see people that are rich if we're poor. We don't see people that are different than us. Because we're in our routines, we're in our habits, and we spend time with people that look like us, sound like us, have our same skin color. We're not challenged. I love this, is that when he says, if you say to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, that's really a way at the time of James to just get out of a conversation. For example, like today we would say something like, so anywho, that means it's over. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Some other things we could say are, I'm guilty of this one. So what are you going to do the rest of the day? Which is saying, you and I won't be talking any longer. So what are you going to do next? Or it's been great catching up with you, which is another way to say, we're not going to do any more catching up. It was great the time we had. Now it's time to move to the next thing. Or the simplest one, I'm going to let you go. So it looks like you're doing something for them, and really it's where you want to get out of the conversation. And James is saying, if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and they're hungry, and one of you says, anywho, or if you were to say, I'll let you go, what good is that? Because you didn't give them the things they needed. Do we approach life that way? Probably not. And poor doesn't always mean physical needs, but here, it's being very specific. How often are you interacting with people that are in need? For example, to be naked, to not have clothes, means you may have the undergarments, but you don't have the outer robe. Or maybe you have the outer robe, but so you don't have all the clothes you need. You literally are naked to some degree. And of course, food, well, that's an easy one. For many of you, you don't have a problem getting food. It may not be the food you want. Maybe you'd like to be able to go to this place to eat. But we're talking about people that do not have food. Many of the places we've traveled as a church, as a family, the idea of bread is beautiful. But even more so, meat. Some of us are like, oh, I don't know, is that too fatty? Is it lean enough? Not like I haven't had meat for 2 years. It's like dessert. So if we were to see people in need who don't have even food, and we do nothing, and instead we try to brush them off, what good is that? It shows a lack of faith. Because what James is saying here, and he says this literally in verse 17, so also faith by itself, if it doesn't have works, is dead. You see, faith and deeds are meant to go together. Separate, they're incomplete, but they're meant to be together. And so what James is saying is you're missing out. You're incomplete if you just have faith, but you're not letting that care for others. And for our time, our culture, for those of us that live in Southern California, or probably anywhere in the U.S. for that matter, your problem isn't most likely that you don't want to care for those in need. I rarely run across someone that says, oh, well, just let them work it out on their own. I've heard people use excuses. Well, if they'd get a job, or if they would, because they don't know them. But for the most part, people want to care for one another. But we're stuck in the rut of our habits, our way of life, and so we don't interact with people that are different than us. And we don't interact with people that are in need. We usually spend time with those who already have their needs taken care of. And James is saying, then your faith is dead. Not like you're penalized, you're gonna not be saved, but more so, these are supposed to be together and you're missing out. And I am saying that it's because I think we're stuck in a rut for the most part. We need to break it up. We need to look to challenge ourselves. We need to get out of our patterns and our habits and our rut and go to purposely, intentionally interact with those who are different than us. And we may go with the intention of, I'm going to go and help. But what you will soon discover is that by doing that, you're getting the help. We hear it all the time. People go, I'm going to go on a missions trip, or I'm going to go and work. And they think they're going to be the knights in shining armor who come to someone's rescue. And what they find is they're the ones that were most in need, and they didn't know it. But by getting out of their rut, challenging themselves, going to show up at a soup kitchen or volunteer at a thrift store or to work and volunteer in a hospital or to help out at a school, especially a school with very little resources. There are churches all over that have opportunities for you. Take advantage of that. And if it feels uncomfortable, probably means it's right. Because faith and works were meant to be together. God bless.